From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Israeli security forces have arrested a third suspect in Wednesday's terrorist attack in Tel Aviv. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu called the suspect a collaborator with the two Palestinian cousins who opened fire on diners and shoppers at a popular marketplace. Israel has revoked 83,000 permits for Palestinians in the West Bank, barring them from entering the country during the Muslim observance of Ramadan. Reuven Rivlin is the president of Israel.
We are really putting our safety in the hands of the Israeli security forces and let the Palestinians understand they cannot break us.
The army says it is sending hundreds of troop reinforcements to the West Bank with the deployment of an additional two battalions. Iraqi police say two suicide car bomb attacks in Iraq's capital Thursday have left at least 22 people dead. One bomb targeted a commercial street in eastern Baghdad. Another explosion hit a bus stop near one of the country's largest military bases. Former World Bank economist Pedro Pablo Kuczynski has won the closest presidential election in Peru in five decades, with all the votes counted. The electoral board says Kuczynski received 51.1% compared to 49.9% for Keiko Fujimori. The African Union Force in Somalia says 120 al-Shabaab militants were killed Thursday in an attack near a military base. Officials say the militants set off a car bomb and then tried to storm the Ethiopian base in the village of Halgan. An African Union spokesman says government troops drove back the assault. This is VOA News. The United Nations says the Syrian government has given approval for the delivery of humanitarian assistance to 15 of 17 besieged areas in the country. Lisa Schlein reports.
The government of Bashar al-Assad has given the go-ahead for the delivery of humanitarian aid to people trapped in areas under siege on many previous occasions. And on a number of those occasions, the government has backtracked on its promises. So, with a certain sense of cynicism, UN Special Envoy for Syria, Stefan de Mistura, welcomed this latest approval by Damascus.
There is a lot of actions that need to take place between an approval and delivery.
De Mistura says he hopes to see some of that approval swiftly turned into concrete action. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
U.S. President Barack Obama has endorsed Hillary Clinton. Mr. Obama congratulated Clinton for becoming the first woman to gain the nomination of a major U.S. political party. Mr. Obama made his endorsement after meeting with Clinton's Democratic challenger, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders. He made some comments in an ad released by the Clinton campaign.
I had a great meeting with him this week, and I thanked him for shining a spotlight on issues like economic inequality and the outsized influence of money in our politics, and bringing young people into the process. Embracing that message is going to help us win in November. But more importantly, it'll make the Democratic Party stronger, and it will make America stronger.
Sanders told reporters outside the White House after his meeting with the president that he hopes to meet with Clinton soon.
I congratulated her on her very strong campaign. I look forward to meeting with her in the near future to see how we can work together to defeat Donald Trump.
Bernie Sanders, an American citizen who fled the United States and joined the Islamic State group, is back in the country to face terrorism charges. Mohammed Jamal Qawis will be charged with providing and conspiring to provide material support to the Islamic State group. Thousands of people packed Freedom Hall in Louisville, Kentucky Thursday for the funeral of Muhammad Ali. The boxer died last week at the age of 74 after a long fight against Parkinson's disease. Pakistani authorities say the recent U.S. drone attack that killed the leader of the Afghan Taliban while he was in Pakistan damaged mutual trust between Pakistan and the United States. They say the attack has seriously set back peace efforts and intensified hostilities in Afghanistan. Senior U.S. officials are due to meet with their Pakistani counterparts on Friday. On Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes were down at the close of trade today. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.